familiar scripture, and this everybody knows this scripture, but a lot of people just recite it. But I'm, with the help of the Lord and the strength of the Lord, I'm going to break it down as God continue to help. The 23rd Psalms. Psalms 23rd. But I tell you, I didn't really think I had all this to say. Thank, praise God. God just let it flow. Thank you, Lord. Psalms 23rd. I'm sure everybody's no doubt there. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. We can read it all together because everybody knows. Let's read this all together. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He lead me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. As she turned to Psalms 115. How many know you can't help people if you lie to them? You can't help people if you beat them around the bush. You got to just speak it out, and that's how people will help. Amen. If it's like your children, if they're doing something wrong and you ain't pleased with it, you can't sit there and just say, don't do that. Stop that. Don't do that. You know what? They're going to, like you, if you play with a dog, going to lick you in the face. They're going to keep on doing it. But when you get real serious with them, they know you ain't playing. And that's going to put a stop to what they're doing. And that's how they're going to learn. Because that's the same way God does. Amen. But he loves us. Psalms 115, verse 12. You know what? I don't even want to say, I can't even sit. I'm the kind of personality I have and stuff. I'm about the real. I'm about the fake. I couldn't sit up under anybody that's telling me anything just to make me feel good. Because you know what? I go buck wild. You know what I'm saying? I'm being real. You sit there and rub my hair. It's all right, honey. You hear that? Honey, I be out there shaking it up, shaking it down. I be going buck wild out there. Ain't enough save me. They used to sing a song like, he saved me. He saved me. You better make sure he saved you. The word will save you and it'll keep you. It'll keep you on track when nobody's out watching you. You won't go buck wild. You ain't got no, if you're hearing any old thing, also, you know, it's all right to do it. You can do it. Ain't nobody care. God ain't come for all that. Then I'd be out there, amen, probably smoking, cracking, everything else. Fornicating, adultery, and everything else, because I ain't got nothing to hold me. Got to have something to hold you in this hour. You're going to be real for the Lord or walk with the Lord if you're not. You want to heaven or you're not. Psalms 115 and verse 12. The Lord have been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Talking about the Lord is our shepherd. Amen. The Lord is our shepherd. How do you know God is your shepherd? Amen. God is your guide. A shepherd is a guide. A shepherd is a person who takes care of his flock or sheep, who watches over them and looks after them. The Lord is the overall shepherd. Amen. He's the great and mighty shepherd. Then he puts shepherds over churches to lead and guide. Some people, I don't know why I go to church. You'd be surprised. There's a lot of people get them go to church. Don't even know why to go. Better than me, because I sure didn't go. When I didn't know where I was going, I didn't get up and go nowhere. Yeah, I was an outright sinner. And see, God can save you an outright sinner. You act like you ain't a sinner. You still a sinner. God, amen, is the overall shepherd of everybody's soul. He's the bishop of your soul and the bishop of my soul. That's the word. But then God puts people, whether they're male or female, as leaders to lead a flock, a group of people. Amen. And God gives you shepherds, pastors, after his own heart. God knows what it's going to take for you and me to develop. He knows what it's going to take for you and me to stay safe. So if you are letting God lead you, he'll put you up under the right person that you can grow up under, that you can develop under, that you can mature up under. But when you place yourself places, you do not grow well, because most people place themselves over here for a minute, then they place themselves over here for a minute. This is like moving a plant. You move a plant all over, it's not going to grow. The plant might need some sun. You got it in the shade all the time. The plant may need some water, and you don't water it. Or it may not need no water, and you water it. So you got to be at the right time, at the right place, doing the right thing. You got to, amen, any type ministry, any old thing just won't do us. We got to make sure God's the one ordering us. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. So the Lord is a shepherd. He's a God. He's our God, and he's a person who takes care of his people and looks after us. He guides us and leads us. A shepherd leads a sheep, because I don't know a lot about sheep, but from what I do know and what I've heard, sheep are considered as a dumb type of animal. Somebody say dumb? Yep. Because they're so precious, but they know nothing. They're real delicate. They're real sensitive. You can harm them real easy. See, let me equate this back to you and me. Let's think about it for a minute. Before God saved you, you was rough and rough as all outdoors, right? Somebody got with you, you get back with them, right? Now, what you do now when somebody get with you? Part of your flesh want to rise up, but part of you, because you fear the Lord, you may cry or be down. That's the timid part of you. That's the sheep part of you. Anybody get that? Unless y'all ain't got no sheep in here. That's the sheep part of you. I know it is. Because you don't, in other words, what I'm saying, you don't handle stuff like you used to handle stuff. If somebody slapped you one time, you were slapping back. Now, if you're still slapping back, maybe you ain't made it a sheep yet. But it, look, if somebody slapped you back then, they looked at you too much. You said, what you looking at? You get back with them. You ain't born none. But now you like, oh, God, help me. I'm just trying to be saved, Lord. Help me. It ain't like you scared them, but you're just trying to do the right thing. And you know somebody done lied on you. You know somebody done mistreat you. Sometimes you go to God, oh, God, help me. That's a sheep part of you. The goat part of it ain't going to cry. Go throw down. Am I preaching today? So I'm trying to say, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my God. And God guides shepherd, not goats. Are you a goat or a shepherd today, or a sheep today? You letting him guide you. A sheep is like, you know, I'm ready to just guide me, Lord. Just take me, Lord. I trust you more than I trust anybody. Just take me, Lord. Letting the shepherd guide. The Lord's my shepherd. I shall not lack. I shall not want. I may have desire to want. The want means to desire. I wish for, I long for, I have need of. But God said, I will not let you be without. And he didn't tell you when he going to supply every need, but he said, I will supply A-L-L, all of your need. And you have to know what the word has to was saying about your situation. And you have to confess that word when it's not even looking like that in your life. If you keep speaking the word, not speaking what you think, speaking the word, you're going to speak something into existence. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. In other words, God is my God, and I shall not lack. Amen. In other words, all I got to do is present this to the Lord, and he will take care of it. He making me to lie down in green pastures. Why do he have to make you lie down in green pastures? Why he have to make me lie down in green pastures? Because sometimes we don't know how to be still. We don't know how to go lay down. He ain't talking about go lay down and go take you a nap. He wants you to sit down and rest from your situations. We full of anxiety and worry, and so we all worked up like this, all stressed out and worked up like this. And God said, be still, my child. Just rest. Sit down. So he makes you, shows you how to go and just relax with your situation and not look at it in a panic situation like that. Give it to the Lord. Amen. Because he's such a sweet and a good shepherd. He make me to lie down in green pastures. If you see, he didn't say he made me to lie down in brown pastures. Green pastures is representing healthy pastures. If you look at your grass and look at stuff out there, that's like life. When you see green stuff growing, that's life. You see brown leaves and everything, that's stuff dying. Okay? He making me to lie down in green, healthy pastures. He ain't going to lead you to some drought or lead you to a worse place. He's going to lead you to something that's nice and healthy that is going to help you. Calmness, peace, serenity. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He lead me beside the still waters. Waters of life can be raging. Raging and storms. So you have storms. We all be sitting here right now, but there could be storms of hurricanes and situations in your life that feels out of control, spinning out of control. God will lead you out of that mess into the spirit of quietness. Now, if you're going around people that's up in an uproar and they got a bunch of troubles and stuff, you're going to stay in the uproar. But if you go to God, he'll pull you from all that and say, just be still, my child. Peace, be still. How many enjoy God's peace? How many know something about peace? Peace feels good. Amen. He said he leads me beside the still waters. And he restored my soul. So why would he have to restore your soul if your soul don't need restoring? Sometimes we have to be bought back in our souls. He constantly restores your soul. It's not a one time only. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions, and the inside of you, everything that comes against you, that harms you, that distracts you, or hurts you, or makes you feel wounded, that's your soul. That's the out part of you, that's just your flesh, your face, what people see. But the inside of you, where it hurts on the inside, that's your soul, honey. So sometimes it can get wounded in this life. It can get injured in this life. And God has to come and restore it, revive it, replenish it, strengthen it back up. That's why the Bible said, be not weary in well-doing. Because you can do well, but you can get tired. Tired don't mean I want to quit walking with the Lord. It's like I'm just tired of going through what I'm going through. And I'm feeling a little down, feeling a little low, Lord. I'm feeling I need some strength. So he restores and revives you, restores your soul. Somebody give God a praise. Anybody getting anything out of this? He restored your soul. He lead me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. God will lead you the right way. He's not going to lead you a wrong way. These people feel like God's leading me this way one minute. Next minute he lead me that way. God is not confused, honey. God's not going to tell you to do something one minute, next minute tell you that. Not do. He's not going to have you confused. He's going to lead you in the path of righteousness, of his righteousness, for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. We're going to walk through some valleys. We're walking through valleys as we preach. You're walking through valleys. I'm walking through valleys. Valleys of the shadow of death. He didn't say you're going to walk through death. He said the shadow of death. Everybody know what a shadow is? Cast through the friendly ghost. Threw that in there. A shadow is something that it can appear and then not appear. Or it can appear, it's like you see a shadow, but you thought you seen something, but you didn't see like a glimpse of something. And gone. Amen. So if we don't watch it, sometimes we'll get alarmed. But every time the devil throws something at us and we think we're dead. Amen. We have a negative confession. Through the valley of the shadow of death. Like I said, a shadow is something that even, a shadow could even be something that's life-threatening. Did you feel like if God don't fix this in my home, they're going to take my home? If God don't fix this with my car, they're going to take my car? If God don't fix this in my health, I'm going to be out here. It's a threat. But that don't mean it's death. That don't mean it's the end. It's not over till God says it's over. Amen? Somebody give God the praise. They don't walk through the valley of the shadow. God didn't say we weren't going to go through some valleys. And he didn't say we weren't going to be scary. Some things are fearful and scary when you look at them. You're like, I don't know how I'm going to get through this. I don't know where this is going to. And you might not be saying nothing with your mouth, but inside you're trembling. I'm afraid. That's the shadow of death. But how many know God has not given us the spirit of fear? Fear will come because we're human. But you got to know that the word say God has not given us that spirit. So that spirit, when it comes our way, did not come from God. It came from hell, the devil. Because fear has torment. Bible says he that fears not made perfect in love. Because perfect love casts out fear. So if you're full of anxiety and fearfulness all the time, you might not be perfected in your love the way you need to be filled, because you can't be having all this love of Jesus like you're supposed to have and all this fear at the same time. Is that what the word says? Am I in the word? People preach to you, they need to come from the word. Because God will back up the word. If you're full of anxiety all the time, you're full of being afraid, you're much afraid all the time, you stay afraid all the time, you stay full of anxiety all the time, something is wrong with that picture. Why are you so afraid? Why are you so troubled and trouble? I'm not saying that fear will not come. We are tempted to feel unease. But we're not. It's not supposed to overtake us. And we can't fear with it paralyze you. When it comes to the point where it paralyzes you, that you cannot move and have your being, you cannot function, that means that's a bondage you in. And that means that didn't come from God. That came from the devil. And you need to be delivered and set free from that. Somebody ought to give God the praise. The Bible says he that's perfect in love shouldn't have fear like that. Amen. I can't get no amens. But if you're scheming and you're not lying, you're lying and cheating and you're not for real, fear comes along. That's part of the package, honey. Somebody give God the praise. He that's perfect in love should not have fear trembling like that. We're tempted to be afraid, but we don't stay afraid. We don't stay afraid. We ride over every storm because greater is he that's in us, which is God, than he that's in the world. Somebody ought to give God the praise. It says, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear no evil. God said, don't fear no evil. For thou art with me. Who? God is with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thy rod, God said, I'm going to let my rod. And a rod is like a stick. In other words, he ain't got that stick there that's to be heavy beside you. He going to whack that devil's head off when he come against you. Amen. Y'all got it? That rod. God got a rod. God said, you ain't got to fight. The battle is not yours, but it's mine. Devil get too close to you, do something, I'm going to whack him off. So if we know that, we don't have to fear some things. Amen? It'll work for you if you do. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will. Now, it will not work for you if you're not doing what God wants you to do. It won't work for you the same. But if you're abiding in the Lord, and God's going to look, he's going to look at you, and it's going to work for you. Amen. That rod, a rod is, it's a stick, and it's a stick in the natural. As we know it is, a stick is a thin, straight bar or metal or something like that. But in the spirit, it's a defense for you, and it's protection from God. And God will stop the devil right in his tracks with that rod in the spirit. Amen. It said, that rod and thy staff that comforts me. The staff is like it's a assistant from God too. God's going to support you. If somebody's walking with let's say somebody, you know, have problems maybe walking or something, they need a cane or something, they got that cane for what? Support. They got the cane for support. It's God, you got with the rod, he going to whack the devil off, but with the cane, he going to support you. He right beside your side. He right aiding you right along the way. Somebody said, well, I'm going through this. I don't see nothing but my footsteps because he had picked you up, they say, and carried you. Because you couldn't get there no other way. That rod and they staff, they comfort me. God said, my rod and my staff is going to comfort you. God said, I'm going to encourage you. When God comforts you, he encourages you. When God comforts you, he enlightens you. When God comforts you, he strengthens you. When God comforts you, he gives you some type of relief. Amen. He does all that and above. He said, my rod and my staff, he said, my rod and my staff, they comfort me. And he said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. That means that you can have enemies all around you. God don't care nothing about that. God don't care nothing about it. If you got people on the left, right, don't like you, front, back, and he don't care what the people are doing underhand. He don't care nothing about that because he got all that in control. He got stuff in control you can't even see. Amen? People working deceit and everything. God hear, amen. Somebody said, God read mail. If you can read it, don't you know he know how to read it too? He read emails. He read mails that you ain't never seen or heard of before. Lies people talking. He read all that. Amen? God, amen. It says, thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. Amen. How many of you want to be anointed by God? It says, thou, which is God, anointest my head with oil. How many of you know you want the anointing of God to rest upon you? I ain't hear too many people say. I said, how many of you want the anointing of God, the Spirit of God? You just want it to rest on you. Amen. Amen. Anoints my head with oil, and my cup running over. He put so much oil, the Spirit on me, I'm running over, bubbling, I can give it to somebody else. But some of us just have a little belly to give. We can't even hardly help ourselves. Lord, don't come back too soon, Lord, because a lot of us be left. The five wise virgins and the five foolish virgins. We ask other people, can I have some of your oil? Can I have some of your courage? Here's what we do. We go and sit before people and tell them all about our woes and stuff. How many people do you get come up to you and talking about, I know God is a good God. I know God delivered me. No, I can't wait to church is out so I can get up to you to tell you about Susie's side. My grandmother had a heart attack the other day and the other one broke a foot the other day. And they gave Vic me out of my house the next day. We can't wait to run and tell people all the woes. That's not no encouragement. You want to come up and say, you know, you look good today, Sister Joanne. I'm just saying to you, and I'm not just saying for you. You do look nice today. Does she look nice today? Yeah. I'm messing with her. You look like you feel like going on. I've had some, this has been a rough week, but God's good to me too. This me looking at you, I'm encouraged. You know, we want to go up to people say stuff like that. Yeah. I say, it's glad to see you. Glad to see you in the place. And you know, I've been praying for you. Glad to see you. Strength to one another. Encouragement to one another. He anointed my head. That you have so much anointing of spirit on you that I'm willing to go give somebody else mine the spirit and encourage them. I was listening to Sister Joanne. She was speaking at the nursing home yesterday. She gave them a scripture. It was a very nice exhortation. She went straight to the point. Amen. That's what we need to do. Go straight to the point. Can't wait for people to get with you now. Just go straight to the point. Praise God. Then she began to say what the Lord was carrying her through and bringing her through. And I seen one lady was kind of because of older people and they on medicine stuff. You can understand they might be dozed off. She opened her eyes when she heard her testimony. She was enlightening somebody. And they looking at you. You mean you are doing that and you able to do all that? Because it's supernatural. God will give you supernatural strength to do stuff that you cannot do in your own. We walk and we about crawl in the church and we ain't got no strength, no energy and everything. Because we have not been before God like we need to exchange his strength for your weakness. You have not did that. Because God is not going to let you come before him the way you need to go before him and go away with no strength and no viability about you. Not vibrant at all. Because that would not be That's just not kind of God we serve. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. It says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. God said, your cup will run over. And it says, surely goodness. Surely goodness. Surely means absolutely. Surely means I am fully persuaded. I am convinced. It is definitely going to happen. If somebody say, I'm going to pick you up. If you, Sister Terry, tell me, Pastor Tommy, I will surely be there. I got her word. Because she say surely. She didn't say, I'm just going to be there. She said, I'm going to surely be there. So it's just like, without a doubt, hell or high water come, or however I had to get there, I'm getting there to you. Because God didn't say, you might be all right. He said, surely. He said, I'm persuaded that you're going to be all right. Surely, goodness. Surely and goodness. Amen. Surely goodness. In other words, and when you say something about goodness, goodness is integrity. It's like, I can count on your word. Your word is your bond. If you put somebody, you put your word out there, word is a good name. If you mean what you say, if you put your word out there, people know that they're going to do it because so-and-so, I know them, whatever they tell you, they're going to do it. And if something happen where they can do it, it's got to be something way out of their control. They can't do it. It's good to have a good name. Surely goodness. And goodness is integrity. And see, if you have integrity with the Lord, the way you're supposed to have integrity with the Lord, you're going to have good with your boss, the pastor, and everybody else, you're going to have protocol because it's going to spill off into every area of life. It's not going to spill off into one area. Integrity. In other words, my word is my bond. I have great credibility of the things I say. Wouldn't it be awful for me to be a pastor and you can believe nothing I say? I have no credibility. I would probably have nobody sitting up under me if they got good sense. I'm just being real. Your word needs to be your bond. Goodness, you have integrity with the Lord. God's going to make sure your word is your bond. Amen? Even just because we say we don't do people in the world any kind of way, either we have to follow protocol with them too. If for some mercy I can't be there, letting them know in a timely manner I can't be there, but I'm going to try to be there whether I'm sick or whatever, unless I can't be there. We'll be at work if we're sick. Somebody has to pull us in one of the little play wagons or what and drag us to work. We'll get there because I got to get a check. Come to the house, God, and I'll get there when I can get there. We make all kinds of excuses why I can't get there. Got to put protocol. Surely goodness. God's saying, he's saying verse back to him. He's saying that I am a faithful God. That's what God is saying. God is saying, I'm so faithful. I woke you up this morning when you didn't deserve to be woke up this morning. I woke you up this morning. Then after I woke up this morning, I put breath in you and started you on your way. And before you went to bed, I may have asked you to pray, but you didn't even think about praying. But I woke you up anyway. God said, you can count on me, honey. You can't count on people or things, but you can count on me for my integrity because I'm good all by myself. God is saying he's good. Nothing good but the Father. I'm good all by myself. In other words, you can bank on it. If I spoke something to you, I am not a man that I should lie. My credit is good. So that's what goodness means. Integrity, honesty. You don't even have to, and this is true. God wants us to walk in such a place. If we tell somebody something, they ain't got to figure it out, pull it out, think it out. They need to know they meant what they said. Who would only be hooked up with somebody you don't even believe what they say? You got children, you know who you ain't gonna be appreciate that if your kids lying to you all the time. You're gonna beat that lie out of them. Can't beat them too much now. If you go to jail. You're gonna beat that lie out of them. You're like, you ain't lying to me. But if you lying before them and you lying, they'd have picked up a lying spirit from you. Can't beat it out of them. Beat it out yourself up, then beat it out of them. Amen. God is not a man that he should lie. God has, he said, surely, he said, goodness gonna follow you. Surely gonna follow you first. Goodness gonna follow you. And mercy, because we're gonna need mercy. We talked about mercy in our last Bible class, I believe. You're gonna need all those things. You're gonna need the surely, you're gonna need the confidence, the surely, the goodness, and the mercy. You're gonna need all that. It says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God said, it's gonna follow you. Ooh, that's a lot. Just think about those three words. Surely, goodness, mercy. All that. He already told you about the rod and the staff. He got to comfort you. He got your rod to beat the devil out of your way. Uh-huh. You ain't got that rod for nothing. He going to whack that devil out of your way. And then he got the staff to support you when you feel alone, feel discouraged. Somebody got to help you along, support. And then he got your back. He got surely going to make sure you get to your destiny. He got goodness and he got mercy. All that following you. He got mercy when the times you need mercy. When you don't cross every T and dot every I. When you don't do what he asked you to do. He got mercy to let you, he look past your fault and see your need. Amen? You might say, I couldn't pray because I got a backache. Couldn't get down to pray. He said, how come you couldn't sit up? How come you couldn't stand up? So he gave you mercy because you lied. Let me know, the Bible said, a liar will not tarry in his sight. God hates lies. Amen? Somebody give God the praise. But God is mindful of us. Amen? Amen. Says, the Lord has been mindful of us. In Psalms 115. The Lord has been mindful, and to be mindful means to be conscious, to be aware, to be regard us. God is, amen, he thinks about us. When you think about, when you're mindful of somebody, you think about them. You know, you can be at church, or you can be in your home, and one of the saints may run across your mind, and you may say, I wonder how they doing. I'm going to pray for them. Lord, bless so-and-so, and then bless the so-and-so, bless the saints. Because your mind went on them, you're mindful of them, you thought about them. God is in, he thinks about us all the time. Amen? The Lord is mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. God going to bless them that respect him, that fear him, that walk in fear, walk in faithfulness, walk in being obedient to what he asked them to do. He going to bless them, both small and great. And verse 14, the Lord said, and the Lord shall increase you less and less. Did y'all? I was seeing somebody reading the word. The Lord will what? Increase you what? More and more. He didn't say, I'm just going to increase you more. He said, I'm going to give you abundantly. I'm going to give you abundance. Like I was saying about the bills, Lord, help me to get these paid, and I need some extra because there's some things I want to do. That's about more than enough. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Somebody clap your hands for Jesus. Amen. Everybody stand to your feet and just begin to just stretch your legs out, arms out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thanking you, Jesus. Amen. We're done. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We know when you receive the word of God and when you eat the word of God, it digests. You digest it. And the Bible said it goes down, it goes down to the moors, and it goes down deep in your soul. And you're able to be a better person, be a better saint in the Lord. You're able to have insight. You're able to have the wisdom you need. You're able to have more strength throughout that day, throughout the week. You feel better by yourself. You don't need nobody to make you feel better about yourself. You just feel good. Amen. You feel the joy of the Lord and strength. But I don't care if you don't have everything you need. You just feel good on the inside because the word, the Bible said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. And the Bible said the word is a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. And we're clean by the washing of the word. The word will actually give you a bath. If you're dirty, it will give you a bath. And you know, even if you're clean, it'll give you cleaner, make you cleaner. Amen. You got dirt spots. Sometimes when that word hit them dirt spots, people like, throw away that. That hurt. That hurt because there's some dirt right there. Get that dirt off of you. But that word comes, it's a cleanser. It's like, whew, I've been in the service of Jesus Christ. It has cleansed my mind. It cleansed and showed me how God is, the way God wants me to be. And it just makes, it's just a blessing to you. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. I believe that God wants us to stay in a place and be in a place where we can enjoy the word and digest the word. Not that the word have to keep, have the word. You shouldn't have to get your hair combed the same place every day. Should get a new hairdo, so speak in the spirit. Amen. Keep combing over that same spot. You need to just get a do, bring, make a brand new set, something happen for yourself in the spirit. Amen. You get tired of yourself. Amen. Tell me something good, as they say. Tell me something new. Amen. I want to hear something new. Somebody said, I want to hear something new. And you can, you know what? The Lord sow his word like seed, and it falls wherever God wants it to fall. I say it falls on good ground, stony ground, falls on all kind of grounds. Only God knows what kind of ground it's falling on. But if it falls on the right kind of ground, it's going to bring forth much fruit. And your fruit is going to remain. The word of God will, amen, perfect you. Amen. You will come up higher or you will walk away from God. Somebody give God the praise. But it's being real. It'll drive you to perfection or you'll just walk away from God. Because you'll say, I can't do it. Somebody give God the praise. Pray a little light something, Brother Darnell. Thank you, Lord.